Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer Matt Catrillo, keeping up to date with the winter net. He just put Tri-Valley on a closure. So Tri-Valley School District's closed. All the rest of the list has stood pat for the past 90 minutes or so with no changes to that list. We continue to rock red for healthy hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital, which means a lot of our interviews are focused on cardiac health and making sure that you know what the signs of a heart attack might be, maybe developing a lifestyle that might prevent a heart attack or any sort of cardiac issues. And then our experts today, what to do if you did suffer a cardiac event. Vicki Krebs is back. She's the registered nurse who's the coordinator of cardiac rehab out at Evangelical. Welcome back.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much on this icy morning. And Alan Larson is here. He's an exercise physiologist at Evan. He's one of the men and women at Evangelical Community Hospital that works with you, makes sure that you're doing the right work that will give you the right outcome, and I guess make sure you don't overdo it would be something early on, and sometimes he pushes people and says keep on going even though you don't want to sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so that's what you do. Move a little closer to that mic, if you will. Well, let's start out with what does Evangelical Community Hospital offer by way of cardiac rehab?
Well, at Evangelical, we've had cardiac rehab for over 40 years now, and we've had a certified program with the national program, which is the American Association for Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, which is a rigorous certification process to ensure that we are providing a quality program for patients who have suffered some type of cardiac event. And most recently, the AACVPR and the Million Hearts Initiative have combined to promote participation in cardiac rehab for those patients who are eligible, because the national capture rate for those people is as low as 33%. Now, at EVAN, we've been very fortunate. We have great support for our program, and we have a quality program, and our capture rate is 55%. But with the support of our heart and vascular team and administration at the hospital, currently we are capturing that number and hoping to increase that to 70%, which is the national initiative to capture 70% by 2022. And we are doing that by having referrals and educating our physician staff on all the patients that are eligible for the program, and visiting them in the hospital when they have their cardiac event and getting them educated on what cardiac rehab is, how it can help them prevent a future event, and move them forward with their dealing with their heart disease.
And when you talk about increasing your capture rate, you're talking about making sure that patients that are treated for some cardiac event, maybe they got to meet Dr. Lynch along the way, and then you're making it clear to them that some sort of rehab is a fabulous idea, then you sort of technically capture them. They get to stay and enjoy some rehab.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. Most insurances follow the Medicare initiative. Medicare is a provider of cardiac rehabilitation and supports this program completely. So patients do have to get approval. They have to have a physician order to enter the program, and it is a medically supervised program. So Dr. Lynch is actually our medical director for cardiac rehab at Evangelical, but we also have the support of the whole heart and vascular team. So,
all right, and then at some point you might get to meet Alan. What's your first step, Alan? You meet a new patient.
Well, thank you for having me, first of all.
Oh, sure.
When we meet a new patient, we try to individualize it as best as possible, personalize it for them. We do have a protocol that we follow for everyone, but at the same time, we know everyone's not the same. So when we get a patient, we start small. We focus on aerobic exercise, and we work them up to, we try to improve on really their aerobic capacity and their functional capacity in life. So any improvement we're looking for, but you have to start somewhere. So we usually start nice and light, and by the end, you know, we have a decent intensity that we're working at. That's benefiting the heart and overall health. So,
well, what if somebody says, well, I had a heart attack, and boy, I'll tell you what, from now on, I'm just going to take it easy, and maybe I'll slowly work up to some additional activities. if somebody goes to a certified rehab center like you're running, mm-hmm. what's the difference? What are you offering when they're going through
this
program?
We're trying to get them up and moving as soon as possible. Like Vicky was saying, we're trying to capture them right after they have an event. Sometimes we get them into the program before they even follow up with their cardiologist again. I mean, years ago, they used to kind of put people on bed rest after a heart attack, and now we find that if you get them exercising as soon as possible, you're able to achieve greater outcomes than if they, like you said, sit on the couch for a little while and eventually get to exercise down the road.
Right, and you're medically monitoring these people. You're listening to hearts. You're making sure that these, you and the...
Me and the team, yes.
The
we're
team.
Doing all that. We monitor vitals, and the whole time they're exercising, they're hooked up to a telemetry monitor that's monitoring their EKG, which we're all following on a computer monitor. So if there is any problems, we will see it, hopefully before anything happens. And it's the safest way to exercise after you've had a cardiac event. So I think that provides a lot of people peace of mind, as opposed to just going to the gym after they've had a heart attack or a cardiac event and just going.
And exercise is the way to address all the risk factors, you know, the risk factors that put these people in the situation they're in, you know, with their heart disease. So it's so important that they begin the exercise as soon as possible, but also we provide education. It's not just the exercise, it's also giving these people the tools to deal with their heart disease. Exercise addresses most risk factors, but we want them to understand what is it that they had done, what happened to them, how do they take their medications correctly, how do you deal with your blood pressure, you know, and all the risk factors that put them at risk for their heart event.
Well, and also if they're doing cardiac rehab, you're going to maximize the amount of benefit they can receive. So, you know, if I sort of launch into my own exercise program where I walk a couple of blocks a day or something, that might be satisfactory to kind of get started, but you're going to maximize the benefit for the time spent and really try to get them as healthy as possible.
That's correct. And, you know, by the time they finish the program, it's amazing to them how far they've actually come. And we give them target heart rates and ways to know that they continue to exercise in the same fashion that they develop there. They develop a confidence in their exercise program while they're there, and that also sets them up for future success with their exercise program at home.
All right. If somebody's heart attack or cardiac issues are treated at another facility or by another doc, they always have the choice to come to Evan?
Absolutely. Of course, insurance drives everything in the medical world these days, so it's always important for our patients, and we do talk about this before they come into the program, that they need to make sure that their insurance is covering that facility and that program specifically. Our program has been a certified program since 1998. We offer one of the best programs, I feel, in the area just because of the team of experts that we do have. We have a combination of nurses and exercise specialists in our gym that offer great service, not only for safe and effective exercise, but also for the education portion of that program.
Kind of a strange question, but give us a turnaround tour of your facility. What's in there? What's the telemetry that you're dealing with? What kind of equipment? Sort of explain diagnostic tools that you got at your disposal.
Well, you know, we have a decent-sized facility. We have treadmills in there. We have also a seated stepper we call the new step, which is for patients that maybe can't walk on the treadmill as great or have limitations, so that's a great tool. We also have some free weights because strength exercise is important. As we age, we need to keep our strength, so I think that's a tool we use as well. As far as the telemetry monitor that they wear, it's a four-lead system that they basically put in their pocket or have a little pouch on them as they're exercising, and it's connected to their chest, and that relays a signal to our monitor, so we're able to see their heart rhythm the whole time, their EKG. As far as what else is in the facility, we have bicycles, rowing machines, and we're open to any type of exercise. We really work with all different types of patients, any limitations. So even if there's something you don't think you can do or want to do, we're willing to work with you and come up with something.
Now, my mother has one of your docs taking good care of her heart and does an enzyme test. What precisely is that that relates to her heart?
Well, there's all kinds of diagnostic testing we do. As far as the enzymes, I think Vicky could speak better on that, but between cardiac MRIs, we do stress testing, we do echocardiograms, we do catheterizations, and they're all different ways of examining the heart, so...
All right, and the enzyme, please.
Well, the diagnostics that get patients diagnosed as having cardiac disease include blood tests. The enzyme, when the heart is not receiving the blood and oxygen because perhaps a blockage in the heart muscle itself will release an enzyme into the blood that because it's unhappy. And so there's a chemical reaction. That enzyme gets released into the blood, and that tells us that the heart is experiencing some distress. So that's just one blood test. Those usually lead to, like Alan was saying, you know, further diagnostic testing, whether that be, you know, exercise stress testing, which my staff also, we also perform those for the hospital. So like I said, we have a highly qualified staff doing both cardiac rehab and helping with cardiac diagnostics at EVAN.
All right, we're just about done, but at some point you're going to discharge patients, but you're going to send them home with an exercise program. What would be included in that? What kind of exercises and follow-up and so on?
Most of our patients, when they're discharged from the program, are actually exercising for about 45 minutes in our gym. That's exercise time on the machines. So by the time they're done with the program, we want them to continue what they were doing with us. As far as a general recommendation, we try to strive for at least 30 minutes a day of aerobic activity on most days of the week. So if you complete our program, we're already actually above that 30 minutes a day quota. So,
all right. So you're getting above there, and you're going to give them a list and all kinds of papers and things
you know,
to do.
And we're trying to start a phase three program where we actually kind of transition them to a community gym and work with them there. But we encourage them to start to exercise while they're in our program, maybe at home, maybe at a gym, and relay that information back to us so that when they're done with our program, it's a very easy transition.
All right. Well, I know EVAN certainly has a close relationship with the Miller Center and probably other facilities up there. Right.
So, absolutely.
So to be continued. Well, thank you both so much. Where can I get more information, Vicky? What's a good way to start?
You can call the hospital or our community health center. Either way, they can get you the referred to us. Our number right there in the cardiac rehabilitation center is 570-522-2676. We have a wonderful unit secretary, and she'd be happy to get you in touch with one of us.
And what's our website? evanhospital.com?
Correct.
Yep, that's always the best way. That's a good place to start as well. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. Vicki Krebs is a registered nurse and the coordinator of the cardiac rehab at Evangelical Community Hospital, and Alan Larson is an exercise physiologist. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for having us.